After a cursory shaking of hands across the net, Harry watched Alice and Arthur go off to their side of the court to gather their things, Arthur muttering as he went. Harry retrieved two towels from the bench at their side and handed one to Kat. Then he took out a thermos of water, still a little cool, from their sports bag and gave her a first sip. "Well played, partner," he said, after he'd taken a sip too. "You must teach me that sneaky serve of yours." "What? And have you use it on me next time we play each other?" "No, sir. My secret weapon." He laughed and popped the water back in the bag. Then he saw Kat look over at the next court where two athletic-looking young couples were battling it out like pros, the ball zipping back and forth across the net. "Got a feeling our next matches might not be so easy," said Kat. "Those whippersnappers, not a chance. You with your tricky moves straight out of the Bronx will totally bamboozle them." "Bamboozle? Not sure I've ever done that before." "Oh, I think when I first laid eyes on you, well, I was certainly bam—" He stopped there, as Arthur briskly came over, rackets under his arm.
"Well, jolly good match, Sir Harry. Certainly shown us. Alice and I clearly need to sharpen our game for next time."
Arthur was all smiles, as if he hadn't been a complete lout during play. Kat took the bait. "If you ever need some pointers," she said, "you know, some quick tips to improve your game, be glad to pass them along." The man's toothy smile faded a bit.
"Kind of you," he said. "Won't be necessary. Thanks all the same."
Harry could see Alice standing back, her physical distance from the man perhaps reflecting an emotional gap as well.
"Well, heading back to the dressing rooms, eh, old chap?"
Harry realised that Arthur was looking to join him for an affable stroll to the pavilion. "Be along in a bit," Harry said, the meaning clear. "Best make your own way, old chap." He saw Arthur pause for a second, then with an icy smile, he nodded to his wife and they both headed back to the club dressing rooms. "I'll forfeit if we ever get paired against them again," said Kat as soon as they were out of earshot. "Me too. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. It is a game. Supposed to be fun." But he saw Kat still looking as the downcast wife walked slowly to the ladies' dressing room. "Feel bad for her, though."
"Who wouldn't?" Harry said.
Then she turned. "Not everyone wins the husband lottery like me."
"The lottery? So that's how you did it. You're too kind."
She smiled, then put a hand on his forearm. "You know what, Harry?" she said, still looking at Alice. "Think I'll go and have a word with her. See if she's all right."
"Yes, absolutely. Cheer her up. I'll rustle up some tea and scones, shall I?"
"Can't wait," said Kat. "See you in the pavilion."